community-based entities, when they went into the high street banks looking for net finance to maybe match fund grant aid or fundraising that they've done to get projects across the line, were finding it difficult to do so. So we're a community-based lender in that respect. And essentially, any community-based entity, be it a community centre, a co-op, a social housing scheme, whatever it might be, they'll just visit our website, communityfinance.ie. We'll have a two-page application form which they can fill out and submit to us in their own time, and then we'll take it from there. And we basically lend funds from between 30,000 to a half million per project. And we've been doing this for about 15 years now. And we've invested over 70 million euro to groups all over the island of Ireland, from Donegal straight down to Cork and everywhere in between. So we like to think that we're fairly good at what we do, and we're very approachable in terms of the target market that we're dealing with. It's all we do. We exclusively lend to this sector.
What's the difference between a loan from yourselves versus a loan from a bank?
There's a couple of very important differences. A lot of your listeners that are involved in community-based entities down through the years may have gone to banks in the past, and banks will have asked them to sign personal guarantees as voluntary directors or voluntary trustees to secure these loans, even if they are built on the basis of, look, guys, we want bridge and finance for a grant offer that we have. The chances are the volunteers are still required to sign personal guarantees, but that is something that we don't request. In fact, in a lot of cases, our lending could go unsecured because the group may not have an asset worth taking as collateral. So there's that difference. That's the immediate difference. The second difference is we as an organisation, Community Finance Ireland, as part of the wider UCIT group, are a membership-based organisation, very much structured like a credit union. So our individuals or organisations that borrow from us, although they're not obliged to, can buy a share in the UCIT group and become a member of and end up on our board of directors, whatever. And, so there's that solidarity element there, as you would if you were a member of your local credit union. So that's a second important difference between ourselves and the banks. And remember, we exist because back in the day, in the mid-1990s when we were established, the mainstream banks weren't in a position or weren't inclined to whatever lend the money to the groups. So we were there at the tough times. We've come through the boom. We're here in the recession. And so we want to ensure that we continue in existence into the future. And any of the profits that we make, we reinvest into the fund for onward lending again to community-based entities, which probably wouldn't be the same with other lenders that you might know yourself.
And tonight's meeting in Killybegs, very much aimed at community groups, sports organisations, others who may feel that they have a project that you may be able to help with.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. I mean, the reason we set up this session, I'm delighted that Southwest Donegal Communities Group Partnership Limited asked us back. This is probably about the third time that we've presented this particular session in Killybegs over the last 3 years. And essentially, we understand that a lot of these groups might be borrowing for the first time ever. And so with lending comes responsibility that the groups need to understand what sort of ducks they need to have in a row in advance of being in a position to take on that lending. So it's a layman's kind of approach in terms of jargon. It's very very low level jargon here that we're talking, that we want to encourage the groups to kind of embrace this whole fact that debt finance is available for them, that it's not as difficult as they may have perceived, but yet there are responsibilities and there are things that they have to line up to be in a position to take on the lending. And so, they should walk away from after the hour or so this evening, and they'll be very, very clued in exactly what community finance is, where the community finance has come from, and how to access it, and the sort of projects that that we deal with, and the ones that we can't deal with, etc.